For thousands of years, the river we call the Russian has been a constant presence in the North Bay. But this weekend, it takes on an unprecedented role as the scene of a unique musical performance about the waterway itself. It's being billed as an opera, and it does feature singers and other musicians. But beyond that, notes composer Hugh Livingston, this is a performance piece that confounds conventional expectations.
I like the idea of breaking down all the walls, creating a kind of music where the audience can wander through it the way you might experience an art gallery, for example. The first thing that happens is the choir goes up 140 feet above the path where the audience is, on top of this knoll, and then they send out these vocal signals which echo through the canyons, and the effect is really dramatic. And the audience can't place the sound. They can't see where the singers are. So that's a really unexpected mode of listening.
Of course, an opera requires a libretto. And in this case, that has been provided by forester, writer, and nature advocate Fred Ufrat, who sought to portray the multifaceted experience of the river through language.
The river experience to me is a combination of prose and poetry with rhythms in it like the river has. It talks about the issues that face the river. We even have a scene in which bureaucratic language is read as if it were nonsense syllables. The opera reflects that, and it also reflects the beauty of the sounds of a falling raindrop.
It has a dramatic arc, and it covers all the things that you might expect: gravel mining and fish habitat and all sorts of things about water. It doesn't have characters per se, but the river itself is the storyline.
The piece is written for 8 singers, 3 wind instruments, and a trio of percussionists. The river itself also plays a part.
It's curious this year because it's quite low. And the funny thing, of course, is that you hear a low river because the riffles make sound. A high river makes much less noise. We will be just above it. The opera unfolds and a stroll along the river, so there'll be various vantage points to both see and hear it.
More than being about an environment, the creators say, Stages of the Russian River makes that environment part of the audience experience.
The opera itself uses the stages of the Russian River, the terraces around the river and Brooks Creek, as literal stages.
We're using the space in a lot of different ways. Singers are going in different directions. It's about articulating these harmonies in ways that might be called vertical and horizontal. Sometimes a harmony is presented all at once with all the voices singing, and other times the harmony is stretched out across space and the audience moves through, creating their own harmonic or melodic progression.
We move the audience meandering through the singers and musicians as a river would go through the forces of nature.
One more way this production is unusual: it's being presented in partnership with the Russian River Keeper. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.